Blog Talk Radio.
Conspiracies, cover-ups, news they don't want you to know. Only on the Cosmic Horizons Radio Show, hosted by James Harp.
Exploding, violence flaring, bullets loading. You're old enough to kill, but not for voting. You don't believe in war, but what's that gun you're toting? And even the Jordan River has bodies floating. But you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve. Don't you understand what I'm trying to say? Can't you feel the fears I'm feeling today? If the button is pushed, there's no running away. There'll be no one to save with the world in a grave. Take a look around you, boy. It's bound to scare you, boy. And you tell me don't believe we're on the eve of destruction.
Well, are we on the eve of destruction? Very interesting comment going way back on the eve of destruction by Barry Maguire. Welcome to another thought-provoking edition on Cosmic Horizons, streaming out to the live, to the world and beyond from our bunker just north of Toronto, Ontario, Canada. This is a live, interactive show, and you can call us in at 516-453-9959 or join us in the real-time chat room with our very special guest this afternoon, Professor Nykos. We got Professor Nykos on the line. There we go.
Hello,
hello Professor. How are you?
Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you perfectly there, Professor Nykos. And how are you this afternoon?
Not too bad. I just managed to get back to planet Earth in time for this special talk.
Well, great to have you on the air. Well, Nick, Professor, I'd like to talk a little bit later on about there could be possible life on Venus and about your comment and beliefs about Venus. But before we get to that, I'd like to know your opinion on this worldwide pandemic and where we stand right now, because I got some interesting stats I'd like to reveal a little bit later on.
Okay. If you have any questions or anything you want to mention beforehand or something that you want me to specifically to talk about, you can do it now. But in short, this pandemic, okay, this declared pandemic, a pandemic that was declared by Bill Gates, who actually funds and supports the World Health Organization. And since money talks, they declared it as a pandemic. But we did our part. You know, we were all in this together. And this pandemic now is officially over. Even the Center for Disease Control, in the United States, a privately run and privately funded organization no longer calls it a pandemic. It calls it an outbreak, you know, just regional outbreak. The pandemic is now over. And when you compare the effects of this pandemic, the one that we have in 2018, the latest one that we have complete records for, is statistically the same effect on humans, okay, worldwide, as the so-called COVID-19 pandemic. So in short, it is nothing more than just the annual seasonal flu. Okay, the only difference is that this declared pandemic is actually more a pandemic to actually enforce or impose certain rules and regulations and promote Agenda 21, UN Agenda 21, which basically, in short, will take away our rights, our freedoms, our possession of property, our control of our own children, and the destiny of our lives. So in short, that's all I have to say, or at least for now, about this so-called pandemic.
Well, I agree there, Nick, that they're slowly, well, they are distancing ourselves from each other. They're trying to get us to bunker down in every way possible, and as well as trying to get rid of cash and everybody convert to digital currency, which is part of this Agenda 21 in the New World Order, is it not?
Definitely. Eliminating cash is one way to control people. Okay. I've been trying, you know, I try to avoid using credit cards or bank cards or even this phone right now, which I'm actually calling from a special location. Why? Because it has GPS. It allows, you know, our controllers an opportunity to see where we are, when we are, who we are with. Even though we may not be with those people, the fact that they could be in the same restaurant, will allow them to actually keep close tabs on us. Many places use the premise of COVID-19 not to accept cash, because it might, help to transmit this disease from one person to the next. But the funny thing is, wherever you go, whether it's a restaurant or the waitress or the waiter or even the cashier actually touches and handles all the stuff that you buy and the food that you eat, you know. And so isn't that also transmitting a disease? No. It's part of this control system. There is a small group of people, okay, there's different names for them. My friend, the ex-minister of defense and deputy prime minister, Paul Hillier, calls them the cabal. They are also known as deep state, Illuminati, the elite, basically, who have special privileges and rights and want to control the masses. There are not that many of them. There are not that many, but there are over 7 billion human beings, human beings with God-given free will and also with rights and freedoms, which can't be controlled unless we submit to the will of the elite. And one way that we are submitting to the will of the elite is that they engineer, a crisis, a pandemic now. Now it's a pandemic, okay? Whether it's real or imagined doesn't really matter, okay? But through fear, we willingly surrender our liberties, and our lives, our very lives, to the elite. On the promise that they are there to protect us. They are working right in our best interest, when in fact it's all one big lie.
Well, it's amazing, Nick, when we talk about the vaccine and how people follow Donald Trump, because, as you know, he come out the other day in the media and says he's going to have a vaccine by Election Day, which is pretty ironic, and how that really factors into the time of the election. But I can't believe people follow his remedies without really researching, because recently industrial bleach has been sold on Amazon through his product pages, which customers are buying under the mistake belief that it is a miracle cure for COVID-19, despite health warnings from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration that drinking bleach fluid can kill. and I can't believe it's been sold on Amazon. It's called the Chlorine Dioxide Solutions. I've been sold on the Amazon platform under the brand CD Kit and Naturi Chlori. Third-party seller signals the bleach as water treatment and includes legal disclaimers that the liquid is not marketed for internal use. Now, why does Amazon, if they know it's a fraud, why do they let this so-called bleach, people are taking this bleach with this, supposed to have a cure for COVID-19, and as far as I know, when I went to chemistry classes, where if you start injecting bleach in your system, as you know, it's hazardous to your health, it might even kill you. What's the matter with these people, Nick?
Well, you're absolutely right about injecting bleach into your system. It will kill the viruses and everything else, including yourself, if it's injected in large quantities. The important thing to remember is that it was not Donald Trump, the President of the United States, recommended the use of bleach. Okay, it was the twisted words of the president by the false news media, the fake news media, okay, that actually created these products and promoted them, you know, like on Amazon, and gave the credit to Donald Trump, when in fact Donald Trump did not say that he endorses these products or even recommends people to actually ingest bleach. So basically, they're trying to manipulate the public through lies to make people believe that, our president, the American president, but in effect, since the president of the United States is effectively, one of the powerful people of the entire world, and all countries, are influenced by his decisions or her decisions, whoever the president may be, I lost track now. But in short, many of the things that the president did actually mention, which are now proven to be valid, okay, and are used by the medical profession to disinfect things, is things like CHQ, HCQ, I think, is the short form, hydrochloroethane, or whatever it's called, which has been proven clinically by doctors in dozens of countries, including the United States, But because this cure for COVID-19 and all viruses, is very cheap, about 20 cents or something like that, per dosage, compared to thousands of dollars per vaccine, it's not in the best interest of big pharma and the vaccine corporations to promote this. Also, ultraviolet light. Do you know why people actually become sick here in the Northern Hemisphere during the winter season? It's because the amount of daylight time stay indoors because of the cold. Their bodies, which need sunlight, ultraviolet light, okay, need it to produce some vitamin D. And vitamin D is a well-known vitamin that actually strengthens our immune system, our God-given immune system, which has naturally evolved and perfected itself since the beginning of time, okay, is 100% successful in combating any infection, including COVID-19 and any other man-made or non-man-made natural viruses, because of poor sanitation, okay, because of mental and physical strength stress rather. Okay, a lot of people are worrying. They're actually worrying to death about this COVID-19, right? So mental and physical stress, poor sanitation, drugs of all kinds, including the toxic chemicals that are found in our present day environment. Okay. In the air we breathe, the water we drink, the food that we eat, and vaccines, which contain a cocktail of unnecessary toxic chemicals. So other things like electromagnetic radiation, including the new 5G. All these and more contribute to our death, okay? Contribute to our death. Okay, but they are not the cause of our death, even though the people that do die have COVID-19 or a virus. Okay, the COVID-19 or the virus is actually the tipping point. So if your immune system is compromised, okay, and the things that the government is doing right now is actually putting us into a lot of stress, by keeping us in forced isolation away from our families and our loved ones and our sick ones. And what happens? It just further lowers our immune system. And the end result is they're actually killing us, right? Mm-hmm. And one point that I want to emphasize again is that vaccines, okay, what do vaccines do, James? What are they supposed to do, vaccines? The COVID-19 vaccine that we're all hoping and praying for.
Well, it's supposed to eradicate it, but we all know that the vaccine that they're issuing isn't going to eradicate this so-called virus.
Yes. Vaccines do not actually destroy or eradicate viruses. They do not destroy or eradicate viruses. What are they intended to do? To strengthen the immune system, to work together with our natural immune system to fight off all these infections. And like I mentioned earlier, our God-given immune system is it has evolved and is 100% efficient in fighting off all infections successfully, right? But if it is compromised by these other things, like I mentioned earlier, like poor sanitation, for example. Like if you're elderly and sick, right, and you have other medical conditions, if you're mentally or physically stressed, or the drugs or toxic chemicals in our environment or the radiation that we're exposed to, right, all these things actually lower our immune system, compromise it, including vaccines, which, for some reason, which I can still not understand, okay, in addition to the chemicals that are, in addition to the viruses, the dead viruses, right, that they want our immune system to respond to, okay, they have dozens, if not hundreds, like a cocktail of other toxic chemicals, which there is no reason for them to be there, okay. So what vaccines also do, okay, is actually make the situation worse. This belief that people have in science and in vaccines and, and things like that is actually based on a myth, okay, Big Pharma and the people that want to control us and ultimately eliminate 90%, because this is the ultimate goal, 90% of us useless eaters, without going on and on and rambling on, you get my point, okay?
I get your point, and we'll get on to the next subject about Venus, but interesting facts that I drew up. So far, worldwide, there's 31,122,000 coronaviruses. There are 963,000 deaths, but recovered 22 million out of the 31,000. So it looks like the recovery is doing very well. There's so many active cases, but only 1% is serious or critical. So the numbers are so-called by the curve, but are we to believe the numbers that the health minister is issuing, not only here in Canada, but in the U.S. as well? It seems there's a big fluctuation at a lot of times.
Yes. Let me just mention one thing. My colleague at Sunnybrook Hospital and the University of Toronto, have confirmed to me that this test, which is a very specific test to identify a chain of DNA chain, is actually quite good. It was developed by a Nobel Prize winner, okay? But what does it actually test for? Does it actually test for COVID-19? The simple answer, and the only answer, is that it does not, okay? It only looks for a certain string of DNA which they replicate and they amplify, they amplify, and they believe that this a strand of DNA should be in the COVID-19 virus, right? So if they find this a strand of DNA, then you get like a positive test that you have COVID-19. According, though, to experts, the virologists, my colleagues here in Toronto, they have not isolated or even identified COVID-19. So they don't even know, if this DNA strand actually is part of this COVID-19 virus, which they have not isolated and identified, okay? So this test is totally meaningless. Why? Because almost all of us have DNA strands similar to this in our bodies. One of the reasons is that a typical person has over 300, not million, not billion, but 300 trillion viruses coexisting in their body. So they're bound to find, this particular DNA strand that's related to viruses. So what they are identifying could be dead viruses or some other virus that we have been exposed to and are now immune to, but it is not the COVID-19 virus. Okay. The reason, James, we have all these rapidly increasing number of cases, so-called positive cases, all over the world, right, is not proof or evidence even that of a second wave of COVID-19. It's not. It is evidence of what? The start, at least in the Northern Hemisphere, the start of the annual seasonal flu. The trend is exactly the same as every single year, okay? And and the beautiful thing that this is not the proof that this is not that COVID-19 is that all these people that are being tested positive for COVID-19, okay, falsely positive, of course, are not sick. In Ontario's 492 hospitals, that I haven't contacted each one individually, but I know people that work in a hospital system. In 492 hospitals here in Ontario alone, how many of these positive cases, was the patient sick enough to be admitted to emergency? How many? Zero. Also, of these new wave of positive cases, how many of these people have died positively from COVID-19 or any other virus? Zero. Okay. Our corrupt and bought government officials, are now going to be using this scare tactic that the number of cases are increasing. And now into triple digits and pretty soon into quadruple digits, so fast that their ultimate plan is to put us back into our homes, into our as prisoners in our own homes, shut down the economy again, close the schools. Teachers are demanding this, by the way, you know, because they're afraid for their own health, right? We're going to be in another lockdown, another military lockdown. And, because our prime minister is trying to buy votes for the probably an election that will be coming soon, right, with our own taxpayers' money, he has already given powers and money to our mayor here in Toronto and to our premier and of Ontario and also Quebec, in particular those two provinces, you know, to actually clamp down on people who violate these new regulations. Okay.
Right.
By taking away our freedom and our rights and our liberties, they are doing what even the Nazi Germans weren't able to do. Okay, putting us they've already set up with money from the Prime Minister various I call them concentration camps. They're called the prisons. Okay, well they are prisons actually. You know, they are prisons. But they're supposed to be quarantine centers. So people like me, who do not want to comply with these illegal and unnecessary regulations, you know, unjustified regulations, right? I could be arrested, and I could be detained up to 14 days in one of these concentration camps. Let's be honest and talk about what they are, right?
Well, I'd like to get on the next subject, Nick, because we're running out of time, about Venus.
Yeah.
I'd like to also put a disclaimer up that the views and comments made on this radio program is not the views and comments of the host. It's solely the views and comments of the guests. So I got to throw that disclaimer because you did mention some people.
And I'm glad, James, that you allow different guests with different views to express themselves, you know, in this free, open medium. You know.
Well, that's why I put up the disclaimer, Nick, because it doesn't reflect the views of the host or the radio station, just purely the views of the guests. So I'd like to just throw that out there.
No, definitely.
Well, Nick, you mentioned a little while ago when we were talking there the other day about Venus and how this, we're going to be going off the streaming air probably about 2 minutes, but this is going to be recorded so anybody can go back and listen. Some information about Venus, and there could be possibly life on Venus. Is that possible?
Not only is it possible, but it's likely, okay, it's very likely that life is not only on Venus, okay, but on probably all the planets in our particular region of our galaxy. We have discovered well over 1,000 planets orbiting other stars. And the important thing to remember is that we know of only one planet that is teeming with life, okay, a large variety of life. An incredible large variety of life, some extinct and some new emerging. Okay, that planet is planet Earth. Okay, and so when we check for life on other worlds, we look for signatures. Okay, that life on Earth actually gives off. One of these signatures is methane gas, for example, which has been observed on Mars. Another signature of decaying organic matters and living things is phosphine, okay, which has also been discovered recently on Venus. Okay, does this mean that this life is indigenous to both worlds? Not necessarily. Because we are testing and looking for life based on the life that we know here on Earth, if we find these signals on other worlds, it's more likely life that originated on the planet Earth and actually over time, was transported to these other worlds. How? By things like meteor impact, which can actually eject material, life-bearing rocks from this Earth out into space. There's a term called escape velocity. If you have a rock which buries living organisms or DNA or whatever from the planet Earth, blasted out into space at an escape velocity like about 10 kilometers per second, okay, or faster, it will not fall back at Earth. It'll actually, like a shotgun blast, will head out in all directions, okay? And at that velocity, 10 kilometers per second, we can actually see all the planets and the world in our little quadrant of the galaxy in as little as 1 million years. So if we find life, for example, on a planet orbiting a nearby star like Alpha Centauri, the chances are very, very, very good that it was actually seeded by life that originated from planet Earth. Okay. So it's not a surprise that we've discovered, recently discovered fossils on Venus. One of my astronomy colleagues at MIT, Sarah Seeger, I don't know if you know her, she's like a new Carl Sagan, she actually broke this news to the media about phosphine discovery on Venus just about a week or so before the official announcement, right? Mm-hmm. But there's many other things that Sarah is aware of, okay, that is not at liberty to talk about, okay? And though phosphine in itself, a biologically generated gas, is not in itself proof of life on Venus, it is strong evidence that it is. And considering that Venus is, you can actually see it, Venus, in the early morning sky. If the sky is, dark, like there's no moon, mm-hmm. and before the light of dawn, and you look, and there's no clouds in the sky, and unfortunately here in Toronto it's always cloudy, you'll see like a beacon of light above the eastern horizon, high above the eastern horizon at this time. And this beacon of light, okay, the third brightest object in the sky after the sun and the moon, it is our sister planet, the closest planet to the Earth, Venus, it's a very hot and inhospitable world, the planet Venus. But nevertheless, we know here on Earth that life can exist anywhere, even in undersea volcanic vents, for example, where the pressures and the temperatures are so high that human life cannot survive, of course, right? But life right. can.
We're just about out of time, Nick, and I appreciate you taking the time to be on the show to open some people's minds up to this, in your opinion, this pandemic and possible life on Venus. So it's been great having you on the show, and we hope to get you back on another edition of Cosmic Horizons Radio with a bit of an update on the pandemic, I like to call it.
Yes, definitely. It's my pleasure, and I hope I wasn't, too brief or too rushed and maybe incomplete in our discussion on these separate topics. But yeah, there's a lot more to talk about. The important thing is that we should be able to think for ourselves and not trust our government for to protect us and to do what they claim is for our own good. This is something that the Nazis did back during World War II, and now it is, in my opinion, is being repeated again here.
Well, thanks a lot, Nick. And I'd like to close the show off, say the questions and comments are not the views of the host or Blog Talk Radio, solely the views of my guests. So thanks a lot for coming on, Nick, and we'll get you on a future edition of Cosmic Horizons Radio.
My pleasure, James. Looking forward to hearing to speaking with you again soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much for tuning in. You're listening to Cosmic Horizons Radio on the Blog Talk Radio system. Thank you very much for calling and listening, and keep safe out there on behalf of James Harp and Cosmic Horizons Radio.